Now, the early cars, when they first would have cars, now, inside of a tire, they'd have an inner
tube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now, do you remember if people had boats around here much? Did they
boats.
Have boats, yeah, like to go fishing? Was there...
They had over on the river, now out in the hills we didn't.
No,
but,
I know you would.
Yeah,
but
out on the rivers, they had small boats.
Mm-hmm.
They called the dugouts.
Oh, dugouts.
And canoes and things like that on these rivers and like that for their fishing and boating around.
Did they have any kind of like a boat with a flat bottom
yeah,
to it?
Yeah, they had that. They
what
had
was
a,
that?
That flat bottom boat. They call that, well, it's called a flat bottom boat.
Flat bottom.
Yeah, it's called a flat bottom boat. Now, that dugout, it's a round fella here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, might not turn it over, fella. Well, he could if you don't know it. He
mm-hmm.
could turn that thing.
Yeah, that sounds like it would
but
be.
They can split the water with them, too.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
Take a man that knows how, he can just take a oar or the paddle, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he can just split the wind with them all right now.
And run up on the back end and go down
there. Have you ever heard people, when they're going to put a boat in the water for the first time, they say they're going to...
Christianize.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, and they sometimes, that'd be when they launch it.
Yeah. They have it's built right on there. I've seen that done.
Uh-huh. Oh, you've seen them launch?
Yeah, I've seen a boat launch when they left between Houston and Galveston.
Uh-huh.
And it is a big one to me, but it'd be a little boat now to the size of the modern boats. But it is built out, they call them dry dock, and then it slides down this, oh, I don't know what they call it, but then it slides down something like logs or things that they've got into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes into that water and they Christianize that and they name it.
Mm-hmm.
It's named and Christianize in the water. Mm-hmm. It goes into the water, break that, as she says, champagne bottle on it.
And they do that when they launch?
Yeah, for good luck, I reckon that's what
they do. Do they do that when they launch around in a lot of boats?
Oh, yeah, you take the battleships.
Mm-hmm.
They generally use in that, they some of these naval vessels, they're bigger, they carriers and battleships and cruising things like that. Why, some noted person that's the president's daughter or his wife or something connected with it, they Christianize that boat, you see, by breaking that there.
These just ordinary boats that they had down here on the river, them little ones, they didn't.
No, they weren't.
They didn't do
no.
No, yeah.
A lot of them named them, they'd call their boat Old John.
What about them? Now, like if a woman had wanted to buy cloth of a certain color to match some that she had at home,
yeah.
Now she might take along a little square of cloth. What would they call that? That
she is carrying with her.
Uh huh.
Well, a scrap or a
sample.
A sample.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, did they have bright colored cloth and things in those days?
Back in the, when I first remember and she first remember, they had a cloth they called calico.
Uh-huh.
That's the cheapest cloth I reckon they had for dresses. And then they had ginghams.
Uh-huh.